God prosper long, our noble king, our lives and safety's all. A woeful horse race late that did at Whittington befall. Great Burford's Duke, a mighty prince, a solemn vow did make. His pleasure in fair Staffordshire 3 summer's days to take. At once to grace his father's race and to confound his foes. But with grief my muse does speak, a luckless time he chose. For some rude clowns who long had felt the weight of tax and levy explained the case unto his will by arguments full heavy. No go, they cried, no tool of power at that the Ulton pale. No go, no go, no tool of power re-echoed from each dale. Then Burm's mighty breast took fire, who thus in rage did cry, to horse, my lords, my knights, my squires, will be revenged or die. They mounted straight, all men of birth, captains of land and sea. No prince or potentate on earth had such a troop as he. Great lords and lordlings close conjoined, a shining squadron stood. But to their cost, the yeoman host did prove the better blood. Agur, agur, ye son of the whore, vile spawn of Babylon. This said, his grace did mend his pace and came full fiercely on. 3 times he smote a sturdy foe, who undismayed replied, or be thou devil, or be thou doomed, thy courage shall be tried. The charge began, but on one side some slackness there was found. The smart cockade in dust was laid and trampled on the ground. Some felt sore thwacks upon their backs, some pains within their bowels. All who did joke the royal oak were well rubbed with its towels. Then terror seized the plumed troop, who turned themselves to flight. Foul rout and fear brought up the rear, oh, 'twas a piteous sight. Each warrior urged his nimble steed, but none durst look behind. The insulting foe they well did know had got him in the wind. Who ne'er lost scent until they came unto the gallows tree. Now said their foes will not oppose your certain destiny. No farther help of ours ye lack, gramercy with your doom. Trust to the care of the 3-legged mare shall bring ye all safe home. Then wheeled about with this old shout, confusion to the room, leaving each knight to mourn his plight beneath the triple stumped. Now Heaven preserve such hearts as these from secret treachery, who hate a knave and scorn a slave, may such be ever free.